Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 46, Zion, the Pure in Heart. Purpose: to help class members understand what the Scriptures teach about Zion and to inspire them in their efforts to establish Zion. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study the following Scriptures and other materials. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 57, verses 1 through 3. Section 64, verses 33 through 43, Section 82, verses 14 through 15, Section 97, verses 8 through 28, and Section 105, verses 1 through 12. Moses, chapter 7, verses 12 through 19, 61 through 63, and 68 through 69, and the 10th Article of Faith. B. Our Heritage, pages 37 through 38, and 145 through 146. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the class member study guide, item number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. 3. Ask a class member to prepare to summarize the account of the city of Enoch as recorded in Moses, chapter 7, verses 12 through 19, and 68 through 69. 4. If you use the attention activity, bring a piece of paper and a pen or pencil for each class member. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Give each class member a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Ask them to write down 5 important things they would like to accomplish in life. After they have had time to write, read the following statement by the prophet Joseph Smith. We ought to have the building up of Zion as our greatest object. The time is soon coming when no man will have any peace but in Zion and her stakes. Teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, pages 160 through 161. Ask class members to ponder the following questions without answering aloud. As you look at your list, how many of the items could help build up Zion? How might you modify your list to respond to the admonition of the prophet Joseph Smith? The revelations recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants contain many instructions about building up Zion. This lesson discusses what Zion is and what is required of us to help establish it. Discussion and application. Prayerfully select the lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The word Zion has several meanings. Explain that the word Zion has various meanings in the scriptures. Read the following scripture passages with class members. Identify the meaning of Zion in each passage and write the meaning on the chalkboard. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verse 21, the pure in heart. B. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verse 14, the church and its stakes. C. Moses, chapter 7, verse 19, the city of Enoch. D. 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 1, the ancient city of Jerusalem. E. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 66 through 67. Section 57, verses 1 through 2, and the 10th Article of Faith. The New Jerusalem, which will be built in Missouri. F. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 23. The dwelling place of those who are exalted. Emphasize it in the Scriptures. Zion can mean the Lord's people, the pure in heart, a specific place, or both. In this lesson, when we speak of building Zion in our day, we are referring to purifying our hearts, so that the places we live can be called Zion. 2. Zion has existed in previous dispensations. Explain that there have been a few times in previous dispensations when Zion has existed among God's people. The city of Enoch is one example of a people who established Zion. Ask the assigned class member to summarize the events recorded in Moses chapter 7, verses 12 through 19, and verses 68 through 69. What characterized the Zion of Enoch's time? See Moses chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. Why was their city called Zion? See Moses chapter 7, verse 18. What does it mean to be of one heart and one mind? What will happen to the city of Enoch in the millennium? See Moses chapter 7, verses 61 through 63. It will return to the earth and become part of the New Jerusalem. Why is the account of Enoch and his people important to us today? In addition to helping us understand the destiny of the city of Enoch, the account can help us understand what we must do to establish Zion. 3. The saints of our dispensation have been commanded to establish Zion. One of the most frequently mentioned subjects in the Doctrine and Covenants is the establishing of Zion in the latter days. There are more than 200 references to Zion in these revelations. Some of these refer to a physical location, some to a condition of the heart, and some to building the Lord's church. Even before the church was formally organized, the Lord directed a number of brethren to seek to bring forth and establish the cause of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 6, section 11, verse 6, section 12, verse 6, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 6. For the early saints, establishing Zion not only meant becoming pure in heart and living in unity, it also meant building the city of Zion, or New Jerusalem. In July 1831, the Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that the city of Zion should be built in Missouri with Independence as the center place. Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verses 1 through 3. After this revelation, many saints gathered to Missouri. They prospered for a time, but contentions and divisions soon arose among them. There were also tensions with other settlers in the area. In November 1833, mobs drove the saints from their homes. A few months later, in July 1834, the Lord revealed that the saints would have to wait a little season for the redemption of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verse 9. See lessons 12 and 27 for more information about establishing the city of Zion in Missouri. Why were the early saints unable to build the city of Zion? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 6 through 8, section 105, verses 1 through 12. What can we learn from their experience that can help us build Zion today? Explain that to build Zion, whether in a city, in our stakes, or in our homes, we must develop the qualities of a Zion people, pure hearts, unity, and unselfishness. Explain that although the building of the city of Zion was postponed, Latter-day prophets have exhorted us to continue our efforts to establish Zion in our hearts, stakes, and homes. President Harold B. Lee said, "The borders of Zion, where the righteous and pure in heart may dwell, must now begin to be enlarged. The stakes of Zion must be strengthened. All this so that Zion may arise and shine by becoming increasingly diligent in carrying out the plan of salvation throughout the world." In Conference Report, April 1973, page 5, or Ensign, July 1973, page 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 14 through 15 with class members. What did the Lord command in these verses? What are some specific things we should do to build Zion? Have class members read the following scriptures and identify what they teach about building Zion. Summarize the information on the chalkboard. Select some of the following questions to encourage discussion. A. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. Strive to be pure in heart. The Lord gave the simplest definition of Zion when He called it the pure in heart. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. What can we do to help us become pure in heart? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 47 through 48, chapter 10, verse 32. B. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 27. Become unified. The people in the city of Enoch were described as being of one heart and one mind. Moses chapter 7, verse 18. Lack of unity was one of the reasons the early saints were not able to build the city of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 6, section 105, verse 4. What are some effective ways to increase unity in families? How can we be more unified in our ward? C. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 34 through 35, section 105, verses 3 and 5 through 6. Be obedient. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, the Lord cited disobedience as one of the reasons the city of Zion was not to be established at that time. In what ways have you or your family been strengthened as a result of obedience to gospel principles? How has your ward or stake been strengthened by members' obedience to gospel principles? D. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verse 3. Care for the poor and afflicted. The saints who were trying to establish Zion in Missouri were chastised by the Lord for failing to care for the poor and afflicted among them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verse 3. Why is caring for the needy a necessary part of building Zion? What opportunities do we have to care for those who are in need? E. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 10 through 16. Build temples and receive the blessings of the temple. Why are temples important in building Zion? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 13 through 16, section 105, verses 9 through 12. F. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verse 10. Teach one another and learn our duties more perfectly. What can we do to improve teaching in our families and in formal church settings? In what ways might we need to learn our duties more perfectly? G. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 8 through 9. Preach the gospel to the world. The Lord directed the elders of the church to call people out from Babylon, the world, to Zion. In what ways does preaching the gospel strengthen the stakes of Zion? 4. The Scriptures include glorious promises about the future of Zion. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord speaks of many blessings that will come to Zion in the last days. For some examples of these blessings, have class members read Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 18 through 25, and invite them to identify specific blessings promised to Zion. See also the following list. A. Zion will spread and become glorious and great. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 18. B. Zion will be honored by the nations of the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 19. C. The Lord will be Zion's salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 20. D. Zion will rejoice. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. E. Zion will escape the Lord's vengeance. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 22 through 25. What must we do to enjoy these blessings? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 25. How do you feel as you consider the future of Zion? The prophet Joseph Smith taught, the building up of Zion is a cause that has interested the people of God in every age. It is a theme upon which prophets, priests, and kings have dwelt with peculiar delight. They have looked forward with joyful anticipation to the day in which we live, and fired with heavenly and joyful anticipations, they have sung and written and prophesied of this our day. We are the favored people that God has chosen to bring about the latter-day glory. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 231. Conclusion. Share the following statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley. I see a wonderful future in a very uncertain world. If we will cling to our values, if we will build on our inheritance, if we will walk in obedience before the Lord, if we simply live the gospel, we will be blessed in a magnificent and wonderful way. We will be looked upon as a peculiar people who have found the key to a peculiar happiness. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Great has been our past, wonderful is our present, glorious can be our future. In Conference Report, October 1997, page 94, or Ensign, November 1997, page 69. Encourage class members to establish Zion within their hearts, their families, and their stakes. As prompted by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. You may want to use the following idea to supplement the suggested lesson outline. Hymns of Zion. Prepare to have class members sing or read the words to one of the following hymns. High on the Mountain Top, Hymns number 5. Israel, Israel, God is Calling, number 7. Or Beautiful Zion, Build Above, number 44. Or have a soloist or small group prepare to sing one of the hymns. Discuss how the hymn celebrates the building of Zion. End of Lesson 46, Zion, the Pure in Heart, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.